A very good evening. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. Sukkah Daf Nun, 50A, pagination, page 99. Can't beat that. Can you imagine? Wow. 50 blat into Sukkah. I think we're up to the 600th blat in Shas. But who's counting? Okay. At the bottom of the page, we're up to Simchas Beis HaShoeva. How appropriate. The Simcha that was generated as a result of the mitzvah of Shoeva. What does Shoev mean? To draw. And on Sukkot they drew water to do Nisuch HaMayim, the pouring of water, a special avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which was Halacha LeMoshe MeSinai, to do it by the Tamid Shel Shachar each day, at the same time as Nisuch HaYayin, but independent of Nisuch HaYayin. So they would pour the libation of wine, and at the same time, separately, into a different hole, they would pour the libation of water on Sukkot. Resulting from that mitzvah is a separate celebration, which didn't pour water at that celebration, but a separate celebration resulted where on Sukkot they lit enormous fires and did tremendous dancing, and it was a very festive atmosphere, very, very special. So that is referred to by the Mishnah by the word chalil, a flute, meaning use of musical instruments. Simchas Beis HaShoeva, or its code word, you have this often in Gemara and Mishnayis, you have to know, it uses one word and it's a code word for a different thing. So chalil, instruments, is referring to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva that only took place on days of Sukkot that were not Yom Tov and not Shabbos. So the remaining days, whatever you have, of Chol HaMoed, those are the days of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So the Mishnah tells us, HaCholil Chamisha V'Shisha, it could either occur 5 days or 6 days, depending on when Yom Tov fell. If Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, then there's going to be one more day of Chol HaMoed. If Yom Tov is independent of Shabbos, that's one day that's taken up by Yom Tov, and you would not have Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Zehu Achol Shal Beis HaShoeva. This is referring to the place in the Beis HaMikdash that was referred to as Beis HaShoeva, part of the Ezras Nashim. She'en Adocha Lo Asa Shabbos V'lo Asa Yom Tov. It does not push away, not Shabbos and not Yom Tov. Now, Simchas Beis HaShoeva is a halacha l'Moshe MiSinai, but there is a section in the Torah, in Parshas Pinchas, that hints at the existence of such a celebration. The Gemara in Tainis, on the second page in Tainis, tells us that there are three anomalies in the section there at the end of Parshas Pinchas, which describe the Musafim of Sukkot. Anomaly number one, B'yom HaSheni, on the second day of Sukkot, the word is V'niskehem. There's an extra mem that doesn't show up by the other days. B'yom HaShishi, it says U'nisachecha. There's an extra yud that doesn't show up by the other days. And B'yom HaShevi'i, on the seventh day, K'mishpatam, another mem that doesn't show up by the other days. It spells Mayim. It tells you that something significant about Mayim is going to be happening on Sukkot. And that's the mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. And as we're saying, Simchas Beis HaShoeva is not at the same time as the Nisuch HaMayim, but it was a celebration on Sukkot that was considered correlating, connected to the fact that there is a mitzvah of Nisuch HaMayim. Now, before we go further, what is the significance of Nisuch HaMayim? So we find in the Mefarshim, when they try to give us a little bit clearer picture of what it is that we're doing, so Reb Tzadik HaKohen describes Nisach HaMayim as Hashpoas HaKedusha Mila'ela. You draw the holiness from above, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a time to absorb Kedusha. And Nisach HaMayim, the water flowing as you did that service, that's the energy of Sukkis. The Sfas Emes uses a slightly different approach. He refers to it as Lishpoch Lev Kamayim. Sukkis is coming off the high of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We should pour our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu like water. And the water that's pouring, again, is devotional to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but exactly which direction is it going? What's the symbolism exactly? But you see that they clearly understood from the references that we have. Tesis mentions it on the top of Amud Beis. He says that we have a tradition that Yonah achieved the level of prophecy as a result of the joy that radiated, that permeated by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. And ultimately, that's what we're looking to do. We're trying to blend life, Hispashtus HaChayim, the fact that Hashem granted another year of life, and we know that water represents life. Take a look at a plant that's withering. We just had a plant at home that was withering, and suddenly we thought, you know, maybe it's not dying, maybe it just needs some water. And you put in water, within 6 hours it perked up. Water is the life source. You give me water, the person starts drooping without water. And that's symbolic of life. And you join life with Simchas HaTorah, with the joy of the celebration of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and you have a phenomenal formula for success. We'll see on the next daf that the Rambam mentions this clearly, that not just everybody got to dance by Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Most people were bystanders. It was very special people, lofty people, great people who got to do the dancing. Let's move on to Amud Beis. Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Ina. Rav Yehuda and Rav Ina had a discussion on this topic. Chad Toni Shoeva. One said the room in the Beis HaMikdash should be called drawing.
The room?
The room. R-O-O-M. The room, the area where they did this celebration, should be called Beis HaShoeva, because the purpose of the celebration sourced itself in the fact that they drew water from the Shiloach, from the stream, and then brought it to the Beis HaMikdash and poured it. V'chad toni chashuva. They weren't actually doing the pouring at the celebration. So the other one says, no, it shouldn't be Shoeva, it should be chashuva, the house of the room of great chashivus. Amar Marzutra, notable. Amar Marzutra, mandatani shoeva lo mishtavish, mandatani chashuva lo mishtavish. There are no mistakes here. Either one could be sourced. Mandatani shoeva lo mishtavish, dechsev shafta mayim bisason. You should draw water with joy. Mandatani chashuva lo mishtavish. And the one who says that it is a significant location, he's also not making a mistake. The Omer Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman taught, mitzvah chashuvahi, to pour water on Sukkis, is a very significant mitzvah. Uba misheshes yemei bereshis, and it can be traced back, its importance, all the way to the moment of creation. This is referring to the Gemara we did yesterday, where it says that the hole underneath the Mizbeach, where the wine and water went, was formed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the time of creation. That cavern was intentionally made, that it was planned, that this Nisach HaMayim is something very important in the greater picture of creation. Let's move on to tomorrow's daf. On the bottom, we'll just get a little bit better picture of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. I'm on Nun Aleph, Amad Aleph 51A, pagination 101, count up from the bottom, seven lines, Masnisin, in the big middle of the line. Mishalo ra simchas beis hashoeva, a person who didn't see the celebration of the beis hashoeva that we're describing, lo ra simcha miyamav, you never saw joy. You never saw happiness. This was where it was at. What was it all about? So the Mishnah explains that after the first day Yom Tov, when it was Chol HaMoed for them, they went to the Ezras Noshem part of the Beis HaMikdash and they fixed it up. We'll discuss that in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. What they fixed up, the concept of a Mechitza. And Menoros Shel Zav Hayusham, there were great menoros, candelabrums of gold, and they had room in them for a tremendous amount of oil, and the Pirchei Kuhuna, the youths of the Kohanim, climbed up the ladders and put in the oil, and they lit it up, and you'll see the last line on the page, Lo Ayachotzer Birushalayim She'ena Me'ira Me'or Beis HaShoeva, this light, because it was so high up and so enormous, it lit up all the courtyards in Yerushalayim. The entire city was illuminated from the glow that was going over here. And clearly, this is also a remez to the way light, Kedusha, and Bracha radiates from the Beis HaMikdash to the entire world. So that's the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, clearly linked to the pouring of the water, but very mystical, very hidden, and very powerful. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.